And now, seeing God in life's everyday events, here's Father Mike Delaney.
Back in the early 80s, a couple of priests who worked in special ministries in the Archdiocese shared a house next door to a church in the Cathedral Parish. Each Saturday, they did their washing and cleaned the house and then enjoyed a lunch together. After a few months, they were joined by a layman who brought them Saturday Age, the Weekend Australian, and a couple of beers. Over time, a number of other priests also joined this small group, and a bit of a tradition started. Then one of the priests was appointed to look after a small parish within the Hobart region, but the dinners continued with the remaining man corralling people to assist him in preparing the meals. Then as the 1990s began, this second man was asked to move interstate to take on a national role. He asked me if I might consider taking on the responsibility of providing this opportunity for people to gather each week. I had recently moved to a new parish and we had undertaken the building of a new parish house, so I was willing to accept the challenge. Each weekend for the next 6 years, except for times of holidays and times when I served in the Navy, I provided a place where the clergy of the south of our state could gather each Saturday for a simple meal at a general natter. When I moved further out of the Hobart region, people found it a little difficult to travel the extra distance. So I started to act as the organiser for a monthly meal that we kept up for the next 10 years. Sadly, when I left the south to move to Launceston and other parishes in the north of the state, these meals became less frequent, almost to being held only once or twice a year. Now, I've been back in the south for the last 3 years, and I've started again at least monthly gatherings, and I still coordinate guys to host the events. But my reason for speaking about these meals is because, as clergy, we frequently isolate ourselves from each other because we are too busy, and as clergy, we are really not that different from everyone else, who face the challenges of being busy and having so many competing demands on our time that we feel we don't have the time to just be. Recent events have told us in no uncertain terms that we need to make time to be human and to find healthy forms of sharing our thoughts, our struggles, our joys and triumphs in ways that bring peace to our own lives and support for one another. When we read the Gospels, we see that Jesus used meals to engender a sense of welcome and belonging, and made everyone who was at the table feel as if they were part of something special. I'd like to suggest that maybe the next time you gather with your family and friends, you might take a moment and allow some of the stuff that might have been part of the preparation or that day dissipate, so that you might know the great wonder that sharing a meal can really be, especially shared with those whom you love.